You've now reached Refugio Garibaldi, at an altitude of 2,550 meters. Built by the Brescia CAI, Italian Alpine Club, in 1894, it was named after Garibaldi, the great Italian unification hero, in honor of the Vesadolio battle fought on 4 July 1866 between Garibaldi's volunteers and the Kaiserjäger who had descended along Passo Tonale. Together with a further four huts built by the Brescia CAI in the Adamello Massif, the Solano, Bitone, Prudenzini and Brescia huts, built in 1882, 1891, 1908 and 1911 respectively, Refugio Garibaldi was the ideal counterpart to Refugio Mandrone, owned by the Leipzig section of the Austrian-German Alpine Club. It was opened on 23 August 1893 with 54 mountaineers taking part, 35 of whom, including one woman, had set off the previous day from Brescia, first by train to Iseo, then by boat to Pisonia and lastly by car to Temu, before continuing on foot. This is how the story of the arrival at the hut was told by reporter Carlo Tedeschi in an article in Provincia di Brescia. At this moment, our souls opened up to the most delightful wonder. Before you is Morgan Le Fay's White House, no less, which, for the position it finds itself in, could, without a shadow of a doubt, be called a palace. The splendor of this hut, to the immediate praise of the Brescia section, makes it undoubtedly the best of those built on the Italian slopes. During World War I, a large number of huts were built around Refugio Garibaldi, which, unlike Refugio Mandrone, was not exposed to enemy artillery fire, including an infirmary led by Alpini captain and Milanese doctor Giuseppe Carcano and named after his father David. In 1958, the hut which, in the early post-war period, also comprised the hospice building, was submerged by the waters of the Veneracolo artificial lake and rebuilt a short distance away by the Edison Electric Company. The hut's setting is an attractive one, surrounded by imposing peaks from which Mountain Adamello, 3,539, stands out, with its north face seeming to slip down into the lake below. To the north is the ridge which climbs craggily from Punta Nino Calvi, 2,907 meters, to Monte dei Frati, 3,285 metri, Passo Veneracolo, 3,136 meters, and Punta del Veneracolo, 3,323 meters. In the center, the Garibaldi and Brizio passes overlook the vast Pian di Neve plateau and the largest glacier in Italy.